Terrorists of the Caribbean. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In New York, Mayor Bloomberg said that the bomb plot against JFK shows that, yes, we must be vigilant, but if you really want to do something to stay safe, quit smoking or change the batteries in your smoke detector and just get a life. And he's got a point, because if you look at the suspects in this case, how could you predict they'd be the ones to go over the edge? The alleged ringleader, Russell DeFreitas, is a former JFK cargo worker, 63 years old, naturalized U.S. citizen, originally from Guyana. Another suspect, Abdul Qadir, is a former member of the Parliament of Guyana, and they were recruiting among the converted black Muslims of Trinidad. I knew we should have kept our base in Trinidad. As for their reconnaissance, they apparently relied on Google Earth to scope out JFK. These guys do not fit the profile of the terrorist who's waiting to follow us home from Iraq. This is the kind of plot that could clearly be hatched by anyone who is upset enough about something. So what do you do? Mayor Bloomberg says you rely on the FBI and the police to do their jobs. That's what you do. As for what set these guys off, DeFreitas, the cargo worker, told an FBI informant that he was enraged at the missile parts being shipped to Israel from JFK, which is why he dreamed of blowing it up. But he's under arrest now, thanks to a Muslim informant who poses as a fellow conspirator and who was so convincing that DeFreitas was heard to say on tape he must have been sent to help by Allah himself. And you know, maybe he was. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Sometimes he wears a wire for the FBI. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.